Hi, everybody. This is Marla J. Alberti, your life harmonizing strategist and also the founder of the True Speaks Group, as well as the only blog out there for the working woman, helping her discover work-life harmony. That is theworkingwoman.co. And you are tuned into Annie Talks.
Welcome, Marla. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really, truly appreciate it.
Hey, Annie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I'm happy I met you. I'm so excited to jump right in.
Yeah, same. And so just to give everybody a little bit sense of background, how you and I met on Facebook through a Facebook group. I believe it's Women Entrepreneurs Helping Women or Entrepreneurs. Yes. Something of that sort. So, I mean, these Facebook groups help. I mean,
they're amazing.
And this is how you find and you network and you're able to find like-minded individuals. And I'm super excited to have met you. So
thank you. I am saying this is like, wow, you go back and forth and you're talking and it's just, I love it. It is a beautiful thing. I love women helping women. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, now speaking of that, why don't you see, we just did a whole big background on your intro on your background. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit, a sense of who Marla is, maybe how your background and how you grew up and where you grew up and your education. And I mean, you have a slew of education and I bow down to you because you're just like, when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so humbled. I appreciate this. Thank you so much again, Annie, for having me on the show. I love doing interviews and I love interviewing people. So I can't wait to have you on mine as well. So yes, so grew up right here in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval, the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's not pick on them. But yes, I'm born and raised here my whole entire life. I think I've had that entrepreneurial bug my whole life. In sixth grade, I was making friendship bracelets and selling those. Then I started working. I've been working since I was 16 years old, started working. I'm not sure if you remember, but we had Quincy's. Used to be called Quincy's Steakhouse, the home of the yeast roll. Oh, wow. So I started working there. I've been working my whole life. So yes, went into the military, did a stint in the U.S. Navy, did a short stint in there, proud U.S. Navy veteran. Then moved into, I've always had a passion for career development, something about people working in their careers and how they're creating them. I've always just been so floored by how people do that. So I started working in my business with doing resumes for free. That's how my business started. Mm-hmm. I started doing resumes for free. And then I said, okay, it's time to start getting paid. So I started charging for the resumes. Wow, then I said, okay, people come to me all the time for career advice and asking me questions. So I said, let's go ahead and get a certification because I'm a firm believer in, yes, experience is good. You do need experience, but I wanted to know how to coach. Just because you have experience doesn't mean you know how to coach someone. Right. So I went and got my certification in life coaching, career coaching, as well as executive coaching. So I can coach on all levels of that aspect. And then of course, business coaching. So and I kind of added that a little later as I began to work in my business. So that's how the life coaching came about and the career coaching. And I still do resumes time to time, but then that's how the business consulting came about. And then I started my women's conference. I know we'll get more into that too, but I just started moving forward and writing. I started my first blog, which is the True Speaks coaching blog, which is more geared toward my research that I'm in school for. Mm-hmm. But yes, I do have a couple degrees, so no need to go through all the names of them, but I am in school for my final degree, which is my PhD in industrial psychology. Yes. Yeah, so that tells you that I have the associates, the bachelor's and the master's. So, wow. But my research is I have dedicated my life, Annie, to helping the working woman discover harmony and not work-life balance. And I want them to find work-life harmony because I believe that it's a science behind having that. Mm-hmm. And I know we'll get more into that, but that's how that all came together. And so that's where the workingwoman.co, my latest blog that I started in January, that's how that was birthed. So,
right. Yeah. So then, I mean, I do want to ask you the difference between, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but yes. The difference between work-life balance work and versus work-life harmony. But, and then I also have another question related to that. So, but let's talk about that aha moment. What, I mean, what was it that, you know, that sparked kindled that fire in you that said, this is what I want to do?
Yes. So great. I thought that was a great question because I'm twice married, divorced twice. I think that was my aha moment. My life experiences and things that I've been through and seeing that other women are dealing with the same thing, because when you're coaching, and any coach will tell you that you're your own client. So yeah. I had to look for people that were really, I take that back. I didn't have to look for them. The women that were coming to me were me. Right. And I had to see, how did I get through this? So my aha moment was going through those two divorces, really just rediscovering myself. I had to redefine everything about myself because everything was completely controlled by other entities and other people. And I had to really find my value. And that was my aha moment. And I still see today that so many women are struggling with that still to this day. And that's why I've dedicated my life to helping women find that freedom, find that permission to go be themselves, whether you're in a relationship or not. Being in a relationship has nothing to do with it because you're still an individual. You still have identity, and your identity cannot be wrapped up in your children, your work, your life, your career, your spouse, your house.
Very true. You have
to be your own person. So I think that was my aha moment, is just going through those divorces and knowing my worth and rediscovering myself again.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, we hear this quite often, and I hear it, in speaking with a lot of the entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs and life coaches and business coaches when I'm here, when I'm interviewing them. But in your assessment, can you tell me what is life coaching and what is business coaching? And then what do you see and what do you do most of? What do most women ask you for advice?
Great question. So life coaching is really encompassing all of it. Life coaching is encompassing your career, your home, your life, your personal life, your business life. If you want to start a business, your entrepreneur, your family, your husband, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. That's life. Life is really the life, everything that's encompassing in your life. But then there are clients who don't necessarily need help with just their life aspect. So they want to carve out and take out the career part. So I'll help them with the career coaching. So I'm basically helping them and giving them assessments of how can they progress in their career. Then you want to carve out, how can I help them in their business? So most of the coaching that I do, or consulting I do, is business startup consulting. And so basically helping them with the tools of what do they want to do. Many of the women that I have consulted or consulting, they have an idea that's in this cloud. So I help them funnel the idea down through the cloud, because we have all this up here, but it has to come down like this, because we can't, our nature is to want to talk and help everyone. Right. So that's why I had to narrow mine down to the 9 to 5. Can I help any woman? I sure can. But I had to narrow mine down to the 9 to 5 working woman, because that's who my clients are. That's where my draw is. So I want to say it's really a mixture. I get a mixture of all of them. I think my highest need clients are the life coaching clients. Because they come to me with career stuff, but they have a lot of life stuff going on that we need to work on that's affecting them in their career.
Got it.
I have to address the life stuff and bring them present. Because remember, coaching is about bringing you present. We do have to go in the past sometimes, but we want to bring you present. That's what coaching is, to move you forward to the future. So awesome. Yes, to answer that question, yes, I think it's more of the life aspect, to bring them forward to the career, and then we can work on business stuff as well.
Got it. Now, earlier we were talking a little bit about work-life balance and work-life harmony. Why don't you tell us the difference about the two of them?
Oh, yes. So work-life balance is this, right? You have all these things that you're trying to balance. And notice, when you balance something, it's normally like this. Ask yourself, have you ever seen a pie chart that has been equal? Think about a pie chart. Have you ever seen a pie chart that has had all four areas, all 25%? I've never seen a pie chart like that, ever. And you probably never will. Mm-hmm. That think about that pie chart as your life. You will never have all of those areas together. It will never be that way. It will never be that way. So with that being said, you have to remove the balance and think about how can all of these areas in that pie chart fit together? Well, the first thing research states is your thinking and your mindset, right? Everything starts up here. I have to go back to that. Everything starts up here. Okay. Second is technology plays a huge part. This is all based on research. Technology plays a huge part in work-life balance and work-life harmony and how to get to the harmony. So that technology is when you're at work, guess what you do? You bring your laptop home. You bring your work phone home. And you're on it because you have this executive role that you have to check in all the time. Because you can't tell your team no, because you can't delegate. You got to learn to put the phone down, learn to delegate, learn to trust people. Okay. A third part is not because you're not doing the first two, that leads to you not having time for yourself. You're not spending time going to get your pampering done. You're not spending time reading at night. You're not spending time meditating, taking 5 minutes to just sit in silence and think about the present. So you have to get the first two done in order to get to the me time. And that is where harmony comes in at. Harmony is, think about music. Everything, when you listen to a song, it flows. Everything flows. When these producers and directors are in the music studios, they're flowing all different parts of the sound bites together. They're making them fit. Mm-hmm. And you have to make those areas in your life fit. And only you can do that. You have to create that. No one else can do that for you. Or I take that back. Or they will. They will do it for you. It's because if you're bringing your phone home and you're constantly on social media with your work phone or your regular cell phone, checking things or you're letting TV dictate stuff, or, you know, then you will let them run you. So it all starts in the mindset, then starts in technology, and goes into how you're spending time with yourself and meditating. So you have to put it all together and stop trying to make everything be higher than the other. So one day you may spend more time on something than you do on something else. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. It's about making sure everything flows together. And think about a beautiful song, how the song sounds good. It all harmonizes together.
Right. Oh, I love that. That's a great analogy or a great explanation of that. Cause I've heard so much about work-life balance, or I, you know, when I'm speaking with many people. Yeah. And then the difference is the work-life harmony is making things fit. You said it well. Say that one more time about the work life.
No, it's okay. No, fitting to that, think about your life as a pie chart or a pie or a circle, or think about your life as a song. Everything has to harmonize together, and it will never, you will never see a pie chart that is 25-25. You will never see that. You never see a pie chart that has all the pieces fit together. They're always going to be, one's going to be less than this or more than that. And the whole point of that is to not have that little skinny piece that's like 10%. That's you. The point is to not have that be you. The point is to make the time you spend on yourself, make that part of the pie chart bigger.
I love that. Oh my goodness. I love that. Well, see everybody, great advice. Cause how much of that me time are you spending on yourself? And I had somebody tell me this not too long ago. In fact, this week, somebody was texting me and saying, gee, when are you ever going to rest? You know, or when are you going to ever this?
I get that all the time.
Yeah, I do too. And the more I look about it, I used to think like, well, maybe I'm too much of a workaholic, but I do make me time, you know, because if I didn't make me time, then I wouldn't function, if that makes any sense. Yeah, me too. I mean, there's things that I would I want to go get my hair done? Would I want to go? Yeah, I would love to do all that if, you know, but I do make the time. So everybody, the idea is, and the strategy here is to make your me time, make the time for your me time. So let's make that little skinny part of that pie chart bigger, as Marla says. Right. So let's have that, you know, be kind of like a focus, you know, because if you don't make yourself better, who else is going to?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I love that.
Exactly.
So, Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay. So now let's talk about, in your bio, you're a skilled trainer in the field of adult education and transition. Mm-hmm. Now, so what are the demographics of the women that you service, and then why is it so important, to them?
Okay. Awesome question. So, with the training, so we have truth. So my whole overall home business is called the Truth Speaks Group. And under the Truth Speaks Group, I have Truth Speaks Coaching, Truth Speaks Consulting, Truth Speaks Training. I'm also going to start Truth Speaks Publishing. Then I also have Imagine, my conference. Then I also have the workingwoman.co. So there's a lot of brands under the Truth Speaks brand. So under the Truth Speaks Training portion is where I have actually gone into organizations, mainly small nonprofits, and help them with their soft, with their help their teammates or their clients with their soft skill development. So I don't necessarily do, I just want to make sure make sure it's clear. I don't necessarily do individualized training
mm-hmm.
for women. The women that I have serviced have mainly been coaching as one-on-one coaching, which I'm going to go and expand more to group coaching here soon. But it's mainly been one-on-one coaching. The training aspect has been more of me going into nonprofits and doing and putting together curriculum for them. Then I also work a full-time job, and I've been in the training and development field for, 20 years. So I've been training and speaking in front of audiences for quite some time now.
Yeah.
that's mainly my foot when it's becoming, when you want to separate it out. And those women have been in the coaching realm. Those women have been the 9-to-5 working woman. They either are single or married, or they are in some type of relationship. Most of their kids are older, their teenagers are in college, or they don't have kids. I've had some clients that have had smaller kids. Mm-hmm. But most of them are adult kids. They live on their own, they're independent, they have great jobs, but there's something missing, and that they want to define or discover what is that missing piece. So mm-hmm. I help them dig that out. I help them, I like to call digging the gold out, because the gold's already in you. So
yeah.
I dig the gold out.
I like that. Okay. Now, in all the years that you've done business coaching, now you say most of yours are startups and entrepreneurs and businesses, but what are some of the things that you see them struggling with? I mean, other than, you know, maybe some of the women, as you mentioned earlier, usually they have grown children in kind of an empty nest
mm-hmm.
kind of situation where they're maybe rediscovering themselves. But what are some of the things that you see trending in terms of their struggles, and how are you able to help them?
Wow, that's such a powerful question. And I was reading over that question. The first thing popped in my mind was starting.
Yeah.
Women have a hard time starting. It's a confidence thing. Everything is in our mind. So we need permission, right? We look for permission to start this business, or where, you know, our beautiful, beautiful men counterparts, we're not going to go against the men. We love them, but they don't need that permission. They go, if they have an idea, they start it. You know, look at Mark Zuckerberg. He's like, you know what? I want to figure out how to talk to everybody in the school. So let me figure out some type of way to do it. And he figured it out. But women, we got to talk to 5 different people. We got to do this. We got to do that. And I say, no, talk to one person or do some research, but start. Right. You don't have to have all of the money in the world. You'll never have all the money in the world to start a business. You and I both know that, right? That doesn't mean you won't need the money to invest. I don't want to send that message out. You will need to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is most important. But the number one problem I see is the fear to start. They don't have the confidence to start. So I help them simply by defining what is it that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start with, where are your passions at? What do you want to do? Just because you're a great cook, does it mean you like cooking? Just because you're a great writer, does it mean you like writing? And so many women, I'm a great cook, so I'm gonna go ahead and be a chef. Do you want to be a chef? Do you like being a chef? Well, no, actually I don't. I really want to start a volunteer service. Well, let's talk about what you want to do. Let's talk about the volunteer service. Great that you're a good cook, and keep that on the back burner, because you may have to cook in the future for your volunteer company. Who knows? But you don't want to do that. So focus on what you want to do and not what you don't want to do. And I got that from one of my mentors, Jack Canfield. He talks about that. We focus so much on what we don't want to do, and you don't like it. Just because you're good at it doesn't mean you need to do it. So I really try to help the women discover, hey, I like this. How can I fit it in to do this? That's what made me start my talk show, because there's so many careers out there people want to do, but they don't know how to get started. So you get started by figuring out what you want to do and setting your mindset to it and then jumping into it. And I'll also say this, Annie, if you don't know what you do want to do, pick five things that you want to do. I know I have five, but five things you want to do and try them all. There's nothing wrong with testing. I haven't talked to or seen one entrepreneur that hasn't tested 15 different areas. You have to test and figure out the thing that you want to do. It may not just fall out the sky. Most of the time it doesn't. You got to keep going and keep applying yourself.
I really like that. So now you touched on something that I wanted to share too, and I don't want to make this all about a podcast about me, or I just kind of, you know, for my listeners and my followers, you know, some of them have already heard this story, but you touched on a really good thing about just starting. Now, years ago, I think it was about, oh gosh, I'm coming up on 3 years on my divorce. So
wow. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. We need to go have a cup of coffee or something together. Yes. coming up on 3 years. And I just remember at the time when I'd signed the papers and I moved out and started renting a little room in this one lady's house. And, you know, I knew it was just like me, myself, and my dog. And I thought, this is the time where I need to like rediscover myself. And, you know, what was it that I always wanted to do couldn't do? Now's the time. So what was I passionate about? And when I was in school, I did, communications and public relations. That was my major, but I also had a love for radio, TV, film. So I had a minor in that. Anyways, long story short, I started my YouTube channel and I was torn between a YouTube channel and a podcast. I had no idea you could do both.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it blossomed into what it was. My very first, oh my gosh, I have like cringe worthy footage. I watch my first, I watched my first video and my first, and I listened to my first audio podcast, and I'm like, oh my gosh. It's, you know, but you had to start somewhere, and that's exactly where I did. I had to start, and I'm not saying that I'm successful or anything to that, but I feel so much more confident and so much more, you know, like a whole new world just opened up, and I would not have discovered that had it not had been for that time, you know, that downtime that I had. I call it downtime, that time where I had to rediscover who I was and what I wanted to do. And this was my passion. I knew it right off the bat. So thank you for, you know, you just solidified it, you verified it, you validated it. So all that. So thank you. I just got a life coaching and business coaching advice from Miss Marla. Now tell us, I love it too. Now tell us about Imagine. Imagine, I'll let you tell it, because you can tell us what the acronym stands for and what it does and how you got started with that.
Oh my God. So Imagine was birthed at a very special time in my life. So I had always wanted to put on a conference when I was a little girl. I had these big dreams when I was a little girl. So I used to tell my mom, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So I used to always tell her, I'm going to put on a conference and I'm going to do it anyway. So she would never tell me no. So that's a big thing too. But Imagine stands for I'm Awesome Growing in Excellence. And it's a women's empowerment conference. So the first thing people hear is it some type of religious conference or something like that. No, I want it's women to come. I don't care who you serve or who you worship. That's none of my business. I don't care who you sleep with. I want to empower women. Mm-hmm. So my whole passion behind it is having a platform for everyday ordinary women who are doing extraordinary things in the community to have a platform to speak. So this is why I don't have keynote speakers. Each speaker speaks for the same amount of time on the same topic. So this year, was about the independent woman. So each speaker spoke on being independent, but being independent in their own realm, in their own thing. So they all had such value to bring. It was beautiful. And shame on me, I haven't put those videos out there yet, but I got to get those out there to the world. But it was such an amazing time. So this is my third year putting it on. So I was super excited about it. And really how it was birthed, the year I got divorced was 2016. earlier that year, I went to a conference in Atlanta, and I saw how it was put on. And I said to myself, I said, I can do this. I can put on something like this. You know, I, one thing, I'll say this, Annie, one thing you have to do, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will.
That's true.
No one else will. So I said, I can do this. It may not be on this large of a scale because her conference was huge and it was beautiful. I had awesome speakers and those speakers touched me so much. And I said, I can do this. So I called up four of my close friends at the time and I said, hey, I'm putting on a conference in October. I want you guys to speak at it. They all jumped on board. Oh. Now, little did I know, would I be getting divorced later that year? This was in March of 2016. Mm-hmm. I did not know I would be divorced by August of 2016. That is how quickly my divorce went.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So I had no idea I would be divorced by August of 2016. Mm-hmm. So the conference, I got divorced August 31st, 2016. The conference was September 3rd, 2016, 4 days later. 4 days later. So I was an emotional wreck, but I put it on. It was a huge success and I've done it every year since. So like I said, this is the third year. I plan to continue to do it. Your show is going to be the first time I announce this in public. I am putting the conference on hold right now because I am in school for my PhD and I'm big on me time. I talk about this in my blog. So I do what I preach, right? So I did have to think, what can I pull back on? Putting on a conference is a lot with the extra T's at the end of work. Even though I had a team, I have an awesome team, but I did make the decision to put the conference on hold till after I finish my degree. And when I finish my degree, I'm going to bring it back strong. I've already have a list of things that I'm going to do for the conference. So I don't know the exact year yet. Well, probably be till 2022, 2023 that I bring it back, but it will be coming back. But I am working on something with two other of my close friends and I'm in a mastermind. So I'm working on another project with them that'll be coming out next year that we're working on. I don't want to say quite yet what that is, but I am working on that. Oh. So the ladies have something to look forward to coming up. So I won't leave everyone hanging, but we will have something coming up here soon. But that's how Imagine was birthed. I wanted to just set a platform. And the beautiful thing about Imagine is this year is my first year speaking. I'll get on stage and I'll talk. I have an MC, but I'm normally not one of the main speakers. I want other women to speak because you know it's me. You know it's my conference. I'm there.
Yeah.
You see my face. So this year is my first time speaking and it worked out beautifully. I wound up doing a live coaching session on the stage. That client wound up hiring me for her coach. She's doing great. So it really turned out to be beautiful. Again, you have to just do it and just wait for the things to happen. And beautiful things came out of it. So that is my passion behind Imagine. I'm very, very passionate about the conference.
I like that. A professor once said to me, I think I was in, when I was getting my AA, one of my professors long, long time ago, and I have him to credit to this. He had said, if a client asks you or if someone asks you if you can do something, say yes. And I said, what? And he says, say yes, and then go find a way to do it.
Yep.
And then I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. And in fact, he was the one that told me it, not just to learn, because, you know, under the umbrella of communications, there's so many different, you know, disciplines or under the discipline of communications, there's so many different arms of, you know, communications. And he was saying, don't just marry yourself to one, marry and learn everything and learn everything well. And I thought, you know, you're absolutely right. So I like how you have such empowering tools and it almost to the point where you'd almost be kind of silly not to follow your advice because women already have these tools, these tools that maybe are
awesome.
Inside. Yeah. I mean,
awesome. No,
we're the masters of multitask and, you know, awesome. Right. And we spend all our lives, if you have children, we spend all our lives trying to empower them. And, you know, they're our first clients, right? So to speak.
Yep.
We spend all our lives in empowering them and giving them the right tools when really we should be turning that mirror and looking at ourselves and realizing that the advice that we're giving to our children and to our family and to our loved ones is what we need to be following. So I really love that you say that. And you have that. So let's talk about your book. So let's talk about the 52 Career Tips Action Steps to Move You Forward. And you also co-authored the Better Book, the Better Business Book, Volume 3. Talk about those two books.
Okay, so those are the two books behind me here. So you see those back there. So yeah, so the first book is 52 Career Tips, Action Steps to Move You Forward. Is 52 Career Tips. I actually have more than that. I'm actually working on Volume 2. This is Volume 1.
Wow.
It's 52 Career Tips to help you every single week to move forward in your career. So I have a tip, then I have the explanation of the tip, then I have an action question, right? So every book, every blog post, everything needs to have a call to action. What are you going to do now? You know, it's not a fluff reading book, right? And then under that call to action, I have lines for you to fill out. So you can actually write in this book. It's a career tip journal. You can write in this book. You can get it on my website at truthspeaksgroup.com. You don't add the www, just truthspeaksgroup.com. Or you can get it on Amazon and get it under the title, 52 Career Tips. Or you can go to the website, have 52careertips.com. But Amazon or my truthspeaksgroup.com website is the best place to get the books.
Okay.
And then the second book is the Better Business Bureau Volume 3. So I actually happened to... This kind of fell in my lap. I don't even remember how it happened, but Tyler Wagner, he's the publisher of Authors Unite, and I'll put this out there. He's awesome. I also interviewed him. I forget what episode he is on my talk show, Creating Your Career at Marl Jalberti, but I did interview him, and he puts together these volumes of books every single year. And I think he does them on an ongoing basis, so it kind of rotates. So I believe volume 4 is already out there. So he offered to, hey, you pay X amount. I think we paid $250, if I'm not mistaken, and the value it may be more now. But you write a story. So the story that I wrote was how to become a certified learner, and basically not necessarily get a certification in learning, but how can you learn? There are 30,000 different ways to learn. So I gave you 10 steps on how to learn. I've actually gone out and done workshops on this and done talks on this, spoke at different events on just how different ways you can learn and open up your eyes to see different things. And people are like, oh, wow, didn't think about it. You know, it was an easy chapter to write, like 1,000 words. And that's the orange book back there. So the blue book is my 52 career tips, action steps to move you forward. And the orange book back there is the Better Business Book Volume 3. And my story is the how to become a certified learner.
Great. So I will have, for all the followers and viewers, I will have all her, the links to her two books, the 52 Career Tips and then the Better Business Book Volume 3. I'll have those links in my show notes below. So be sure to check it out. And if you're watching it on YouTube, I will have it down in the description box down below. So be sure to check that out. Now talk about you are also a fellow YouTuber, so I want to talk about that. Let's talk about your Creating Your Career with Marla J. Alberti, your YouTube talk show. Talk about that.
Yes. So I'm going to tell a funny story. So people know me. I'm not a comedian by a long shot, but people know I like to be funny. So if you're close to me or went to school with me, you know I like to be funny. So I would always walk around with a pen or a pencil in high school and junior high school. It was my microphone. And I would have my little music. I have friends to back this up. I would be like, do, 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 do. That was my music. Even my cousins, they'll tell you, I'll say, okay, and what does that mean to you? And I'll do like this.
You're natural. You're natural born.
I have been doing this for a long time. And again, it was kind of like the conference. I was sitting here in 2017. I just got divorced. Moved into my new home, and I said, you know what? I want to do a talk show. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. Yeah. So I literally just started. I started looking at YouTube videos. I went to YouTube University. If you don't know about it, check it out. It's YouTube University. I started looking at videos, and I just said, okay. And I started reaching out to people to interview. It's not hard to find people to interview. People love to be interviewed, people. It's not hard, okay?
They really
do. People love to talk about themselves. It's a known fact. It's been psychologically proven. So I just started reaching out to people. And my first guest was Lily Ma from the Evan Carmichael YouTube channel. He has over 2 million subscribers. I actually was honored to interview him and then actually go talk to him in January earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And Lily Ma is one of his predecessors. So she's with him. She was my first interviewee. And then I put out a new show every single month. Actually today, June 1st, I put out a show today. I interviewed Dr. April Murdaugh about being a financial guru. So her link is live right now. So go out there and check it out. It's on YouTube. Awesome. Again, Creating Your Career with Marla J. Alberti. My YouTube channel, I have to look, because I have so many of them. It's called Truth Speaks Group. So T-R-U-T-H Speaks Group. That's out there if you go out there and look at it. But I love to talk. I love to fix, to listen to what people are doing and hear how are you creating your career? Because there's no cookie cutter way. There's no path to how you create your career. And that's that career true. Doesn't have to be a 9-to-5. You can be an entrepreneur, business owner, a real estate investor, whatever your career is, whatever you're doing. There's so many avenues. And I love, love, love. I'm going to give a shout out to Emily Wapnick. She wrote the book How to Be Everything, and she coined the term multi-potentialite. So she talks about how to be everything. So you don't have to put yourself in this box, right, and say, okay, I'm only going to do this. You can branch out and do other things, but it's okay to start here. You can start right here in this little box over here, but branch out to different areas. And so many of my interviewees that I've interviewed, that's what they're doing. They're creating their career. And I want the world to know that you can do that. And you don't need $1 million to start. Again, I will put the disclaimer in there. You will need money to invest in yourself eventually, right? For lighting and stuff like that. But I still don't have it perfect. I still have other things that I need to work on with my videos. But like we were talking earlier, I think I have come a long ways from that first video with Lily Ma. And the first video with Lily Ma wasn't bad. It was a great interview. But I've come a long ways with hiring an editor and doing a little bit more with lighting and stuff like that, to having a microphone.
Wow, yeah.
I'm in the process of growing that channel. I do have a few series lined up. But again, I practice me time because I know the weight of my business, the weight of my work, my 9-to-5 job, and the weight of my degree has on me. So I do have some more series I'm gonna put out there, but I have to put them out there slowly but surely. But they're coming. I actually have a series based on my book, 52 Career Tips. Mm-hmm. I actually have like 15 videos done for that already. I just haven't posted them yet. Awesome. So I work. I'm a worker.
See, this is what I'm telling you, everybody, for all the followers, all the listeners, just know that if you have the drive and the passion to do something, just, you know, do the research, you know, figure out how to do it, and then just do it. And I think that's the one thing that everybody, I hear a lot of people saying, well, I'm going to wait until this, I'm going to wait until that. Maybe I'm going to wait until I get a little bit more of whatever, whether it be money or
waiting forever.
Exactly. You'll be waiting forever. And if you don't, if you didn't, you know, and then it just, you just have that yearning feeling inside of you thinking, oh, I should have, could have, would have, you know, and then rather than do that, rather than be in that kind of mode, just do it, you know, go out there and do it. And you know what? I used to think that making mistakes was a bad thing, but it truly is a learning.
Oh, you have to make them.
Absolutely.
No one's, there's a quote that I love. A person that makes, that doesn't make mistakes makes nothing.
Oh, good one.
I love that. I don't know. It was unknown. I don't know who did it, who said the quote, but a person who doesn't make mistakes makes nothing. And you have to make mistakes. No one's perfect. You're going to fail. Failure
exactly.
is not an
option. Right? Well, yeah. And that's where I think a lot of people kind of get hung up on is like, what if I fail? What if you fail? So yeah. what? If you so fail, what? are you gonna stay down? No.
You're gonna mess up.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let that be a deterrent. So if anything, it should make you stronger. You should sharpen sharpen those edges a little bit and, you know, go back to the drawing table, see what didn't work and then adjust. And then come back out and be stronger and, you know, more powerful. That's the way I see it. And I failed. Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you go back and hear some of my YouTube or my podcasts from months ago, oh Lord, it's, You know, and it's just, and every episode, you know, I'm always finding ways to be creative. And then, you know, I work off of the energy with somebody like yourself, Marla, yeah, where, you know, where we have a collaborative mindset, and we know what we wanted, you know, we know how we want things to go. So I go off of the guest, and I want to make sure that, you know, we're in this together and we're successful. And that's how you learn is
exactly,
you know, just go out there and do it learn.
You don't have to know it all. You're not going to know it all. You're never going to know it all.
And you're a lifelong learner. I mean, I'm like, I pay homage to you. I mean, I have just a master's degree. You got a PhD, or you're going for your PhD. So
remove that word. Yeah. I'll tell you, Annie, remove that word. Just, I hate that word.
I know that's
true. I'm just a cashier. Yeah. I'm just a cook. Yeah. I just have a master's degree. Are you kidding? You know what it takes to get a master's degree? You know, seriously, it's,
Thank you.
I know people downplay it, like, you know, the associate's degree is nothing nowadays, or the bachelor's degree is the new associate's degree, or the master's degree is the new
bachelor's. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, it is downplayed, but there's still this percentage of the world, a large percentage of the world, that don't have degrees. Right. And this is what I tell people: degrees don't define you. A degree just says that you have the stability to finish something. That's what a degree says. Define you. It doesn't mean that you're better than anybody else. Just because I'm getting a doctorate doesn't mean I'm not human. Doesn't mean I like to listen to Migos. It doesn't mean anything, right? It just means that I know how to finish something. That's it. That's what a degree says. So don't ever just say you worked hard for it. I hate that word, just.
Okay. It's no longer in my vocabulary. We just threw it out the window. Awesome.
I am a.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. See, I'm telling you, I'm getting life coaching and career coaching for Marla right now as we speak. Little does she know that this was more, you know, of a little session for me.
Okay.
So now for parting words, we're coming close to the close of the show. Why don't you tell everybody what takeaway, what words of wisdom do you want women today, especially those who are looking for avenues to turn their lives around, changing careers, or transitioning into a new phase of their life? What would you tell them?
Oh, wow. That's powerful. So my coach, I had a coach who was coaching me at one point in time. Yes, coaches have coaches, right? Mm-hmm. So, because we're not perfect. She said something so powerful, and it was a quote that someone else told her: whatever you believe, you're 100% correct.
Ooh.
So if you believe the sky is purple, then in your mind, no one's going to convince you, even though we know the sky is blue. We know this, right? Mm-hmm. We know clouds are white, but no one in their right mind is going to argue with you, because you believe the sky is purple. So people are going to let you believe the sky is purple. So whatever you believe, you're 100% correct. And that really, really dug in me, like, wow, whatever I believe about myself is correct. So if I believe I'm ugly, then I'm ugly. So I'm going to reflect that to the world. So it starts with you. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're believing, is what you're going to put out to the world. Remember, you know the phrase, we teach people how to treat us, mm-hmm. right? That is so, 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 so true. We teach people how to treat us by what we give, the energy we give out to the world. Do we have to be on 100 all the time? Is life perfect that way? Of course it is not. Are you going to have down days? Of course you will. But it's in your response. What are you going to do with your response? And that's a huge part of my research with work-life harmony. Your response, that's why you don't have harmony, because you're still dealing with balance. Balance, you're like this, right? It's your response to how you're responding to everything. That's why your life is imbalanced. That's why you can't have harmony. So however you're responding to people and reacting to situations in life is how your life is going to turn out. And that's what the world, that's the energy you're going to give back to the world. So if you're always negative, if you always have a negative attitude or upset, then that's what's going to come back to you. That's what the universe is going to come back to, bring back to you and bring. So my advice to you is, be careful what you believe about yourself. Be careful what you say about yourself. Be self-aware, know where your strengths are. And at the same time, know your weaknesses. Like one of my weaknesses is, And you wouldn't believe it, I'm a blogger. I have two blogs. I have a book and a half. I'm writing more books. I'm always working on developing worksheets. I'm a trainer. I have to develop stuff. But one of my weaknesses is I am not a fast typer. I don't type fast at all. I'm not a do-do-do-do. I'm not, and I never will be, ever will be. Because I'm not going to spend a lot of time in that area. I don't spend time on weaknesses. I can type fast enough to get through a master's degree to work on a PhD. So, you know, and that's fine. And again, you're going to have those, but I know my strengths in speaking. I know my strengths in facilitating. I know my strengths in talking to people and coaching and helping them with their career development. And I continue to grow in those areas. So really focus on my next piece of advice is, first piece is your mindset. Second piece is focus on your strengths and what you are good at. We talked about that earlier. And what you really want to do. And third of all, take time for yourself. I'm big on me time. Right? I'm big on that. Go get your toes and nails done, ladies. Go get your hair done. Buy some hair if you need to. Do what you need to do. You know, don't be defined by the world, because if you let them, the world will define you. If you don't know, just look at social media. Look at the singers and the actors. They're defined all the time. You know, I want to give you a prime example. I thought this was amazing today. So this month, June, is Pride Month. So Mercedes-Benz, I love it. Mercedes-Benz put their logo out there with the gay pride flag. Mm-hmm. And you should have seen the comments. The comments were, some of them were great, happy comments, and some of them were negative comments because people are so against it. Right. Again, Mercedes said, I don't give a blank. I'm going to put this out here. People are going to still buy these cars because they are, right? Yeah. They're going to do what they're going to do. So I say that to you. Don't give a blank. Read the book of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. That was an awesome book. Read that book and stop caring about what people think about you, because they're going to talk anyway. Give them something to talk about and move forward in life. Don't allow other people to define you. Mercedes is not being defined by what other people think about that, about them putting the flag out there. They don't care, right? So I'm not saying don't care about the world, but I'm saying don't let these opinions of other people stop you, because those opinions are going to be there anyway. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So just love yourself. Have your me time. Love yourself. Be unique. Love you. I have articles on that in my blog too. Be you.
Oh my goodness. I love that. That's all wonderful meat and potatoes, everybody. So be sure to check out Marla's information down below. Like I said, in the show description down below, you can also check on the YouTube channel. You can check on the description box down below, all her links down below to all her books and her YouTube channel. So just be sure to check all those links down below. You can see some of her past interviews and guests and all that. So thank you. A wealth of information down below in the show notes. So be sure to check them out. So Marla, tell everybody where we can find you on social media. Why don't you tell everybody about your sites?
Okay. So you can so my main site is truthspeaksgroup.com without the www. You don't need that. It's just truthspeaksgroup.com. My blog is The Working Woman, www.theworkingwoman.co, not .com, .co. I have to look down because I have so many. So YouTube is True Speaks Group. Okay. My email is contact@truthspeakscoaching.com. Facebook, I have a Facebook page, is Truth Speaks Group as well. Instagram is T Speaks Group. So you can find me on any of those platforms. Please feel free to reach out to me on any of those. I do respond. So please reach out to me anytime. If you want to be interviewed for to be on my talk show, contact@truthspeakscoaching.com. Please, I'm promoting my blog. Subscribe to the blog. It's theworkingwoman.co. Again, you have to add the www. It's just theworkingwoman.co. To subscribe to the blog, and you'll get a free workbook on how to work life, get yourself in harmony with work life harmony. I have a full blown workbook out there to help you with that, and it's for free, all for free.
Yeah,
I love it. So, and I'm constantly giving out new. I have a freebie every month that I give out to my subscribers every single month, and that's just for the subscribers. They get a freebie, so it's great. I'm loving life. And I look forward to reaching out, to hearing from you and reaching back out to you.
Awesome. So everybody, I will have, like I said, that all the information in the show notes. It's also good to hear it, because for those of you who are driving or maybe at the gym, or you can, you know, hear some of the social media shout outs. But I definitely wanted to have Marla's give that information, as well as, like I said, we'll have all that information down in the show notes and in the description box. So be sure to check her out. Well, Marla, thank you so much for being on the show.
This is amazing. I so appreciate it. I'm so humbled and honored to have been on the show. And I hope my only prayer is that I impacted one person.
Well, you impacted mine, me for sure. So
then my deeds were done. So I am so honored, and I thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Marla J. Alberti, your life harmonizing strategist and also the founder of the True Speaks Group, as well as the only blog out there for the working woman, helping her discover work-life harmony. That is theworkingwoman.co. And you are tuned into Annie Talks.